Hello, listener! This week you're gonna hear about 7 movies. First, Moana, Ghostbusters 2, Chernobyl, The Last War of the URSS, Alice in Wonderland, Alice Through the Glass, Ghostbusters, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So I start my week with a Disney. Yeah, it's rare. I watch Moana. I heard a lot of good things about Moana, but you know me. I'm not into animated movies or cartoons or something. So Moana was, yeah. I can't remember the story, what the story is about, clearly, so it was not a big breakthrough for me. But we can say that they talk about some themes that we don't usually talk about, like, you know, the story is in Hawaii, okay, I think, if I remember correctly, or on an island. But mostly the story is around spirits and spirituality, you know, all the beliefs of this community on the island or in Hawaii. And it was interesting because we most of the time saw, you know, character in Disney that they are into fairy tale where it's magic and something, and or in the modern world, not in an island or not in, you know, I don't know how I can explain this, but it was something out of the woods for once. So I recognized that it was a good thing from Disney to do that, but clearly I have to stop watching Disney movie because that's not my thing, and I already say that. So I don't remember, but I think I didn't watch other Disney movie after that, or at least not animated one. So again, it's like for a fan of Marvel's here, I'm probably someone that the Disney fans will not love, but you know, it's not my thing. I'm not into Disney, and I was when I was a kid, but now it just annoys me a lot. Then after that, I watched Ghostbusters 2, because I saw the first one. Like I said, I don't know if you remember, but the first one I was a little bit disappointed because I didn't thought the story was what it is. I was like, I thought it was more funny, more serious. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect, but that was weird. And this one, clearly, I was like, why they did that? I mean, for me, the second movie was not necessary. It was not better than the first one, and yes. It's not worth talking about, clearly. There's movie when you make a sequel, it's cool, it's really nice, and everyone wants a sequel from some movies because they were so good at first. But this one, not at all. They shouldn't have. Clearly not. After that, I watched a documentary. It's a French one, so I'll just link the title in English, but I don't know if there is an English version. So the name is Chernobyl, The Last War of the URSS. To be honest, I didn't understand much about why Chernobyl and URSS are related, because I'm not really familiar with the story of URSS or Russia in general, and same for Chernobyl. You know, for me, Chernobyl is just a big accident where a nuclear central exploded and left the place completely radioactive. That's all the things I know. I don't know all the politics, you know, mixed in that. I don't know what really happened. I don't know which countries was involved. I was too young, and I think I was not born when Chernobyl happened. I don't remember which date it was, but for me, I just live with, you know, the reference, the joke when there is a lot of, you know, when you have a lot of mess or when it's chaos, people say, oh, it's Chernobyl here. And I don't really know why they are referenced to, because actually Chernobyl is more like a white place now, and radioactive place, very dangerous, and that's all I know. But because, you know, there's a white place with no humans, I think it's like, you know, it's like white people are so fascinated by urbex. And for me, it was a little bit the same. I'm fascinated by Chernobyl. I'm always wondering how it looks like. To be honest, if it wasn't radioactive there, I would probably go to see it myself, to see this abandoned place. I mean, it's so uncommon, so I'm really curious about it. So it was more curiosity watching this documentary than... I mean, at least I learned something, but... I learned something about the URSS and something, but doesn't help it, you know, it doesn't change what happens, doesn't change that this place is probably dead for the rest of the life of the earth, I don't know. And it's kind of sad, yeah. Well, let's go back to another movie, because this one is clearly out of the mood. Next one I watch is Alice in Wonderland. No, it's not a Disney. It's the Tim Burton version. Like I talked last week about another Tim Burton movies. And I said there that I've saw other Tim Burton movies. And I did this time watch Alice in Wonderland. And then I watched Alice Through the Glass. Because the both goes, you know, together. And... those both movie, I was like, yeah, that's a Tim Burton movie. You recognize it for decor, for the colors, the way it's filmed, I don't know. It's really beautiful, actually. It's special, but it's beautiful. If you love that kind of atmosphere, it's beautiful. Should I explain the story? I mean, everyone knows what the story is. You know, it's Alice in Wonderland. Who never heard the story when it was a kid, or, you know, if you don't, just look on the internet or with me, but clearly it's not something extraordinary. Alice in Wonderland is not my favorite fairy tale story or my favorite Disney movie, or yeah, it's actually one of the story that when I was a kid, I never understand it. I never understand what it was. It was like I was always thinking, what the fuck is that? And again, now when people say Alice fall into a hole, and then she go to a small door, and then she find a rabbit, and the rabbit's talking, and there was a big cat, and you're like, what? And so for me, it's one of the most complicated kids story to understand. Because you have to understand that she goes into a world that doesn't exist with... And there is a lot of metaphor here too. And sometimes I think it's easier. I'm totally sure it's easier to understand this movie or this story when you're an adult, because there are some, you know, philosophical reference, and you can start to think after this movie, you know? With another Disney movie, it's more like there's a story, there's a lesson to learn, and that's it. But in Alice in Wonderland, you can think about your life, think about what you want, and, you know, yeah, there's lessons too, but there's also, yeah, a philosophical side to explore there, and it's kind of cool. But maybe we should not class this one in a children movie or children story. And about Alice Through the Mirror, Through the Glass, I think it's the name, because in French it's Through the Mirror. I didn't know this one existed. I thought it was just a Tim Burton idea to make a following. But actually, the book exists too. Lewis Carroll wrote this one too. And I didn't know. I never been interested to read the book, but at least I learned that there was a sequel of Alice in Wonderland. Again, the story is not important. The story is not that extraordinary, but the movie is so beautiful. The decors, the colors. I repeat, but I don't know, the costume ever. It's, you know, just the whole world is so well made. And I just admire that. It's like when Disney make one of his animated one into a real movie. The images is always good. And here was the case. And I was like, wow. Just for that, I want to watch the movie. And the only thing that disappointed me a little is that Alice doesn't seem really sympathetic in either movie. And the actress is not cute at all. You know, she doesn't give me envy to get to know her, to talk to her. You know, she seemed very cold, in both movies. And yeah, I think it's the sad point here, the down point only, because the rest is really cool. And again, I said the story is not extraordinary, but if you're a fan of Lewis Carroll and Alice in Wonderland, you probably like it. And just for the how they made it, I don't know, if you're interested in that, but you know, even if you're not, just you cannot not respect all the work they did there to make something that looks really cool, really colorful, really, yeah, it's very like a fairy tale. You're clearly in a new world, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say anymore, but just watch it. So look at some picture of the movie, you will see it's a massive work to do that. And I'm full of respect for those people working in the back, you know, to make a movie look great with the decors, with the even the color grading after when they did the movie. It's amazing, clearly amazing. Then I watched Ghostbusters, but the version with women. I don't know if you know this one, but it's a recent movie with Alicia McCarthy, I think, and I'm not sure, but I think there's also what's his name again? Oh damn, it's one of my favorite actors, Sandra Bullock. I think she's in there too. I have to check, but basically it's the same not the same, but a recent version, a more modern version of the first movie with the guy, and he is with woman, which is Ghost. And clearly this one makes me laugh more, and it's a fresh movie. It's if you like old movie, 80s movie, that the first one is actually a masterpiece, but this one was good too. I mean, it was nice to, it was not, you know, it was not a copy and paste of the original one, but you have some reference, you have some joke that, you know, even if you didn't sort of the original movie, as I said, the second one is unnecessary, but the first one is a good one, even if it's also dark and kind of creepy. This one is really a comedy for me. It was, I mean, I didn't follow much the story around chasing ghosts. It was more like fun because they were, yeah, the girl was really fun. It's a little bit like if you have watched Ocean 11, they make, there's Ocean 12, 30, they made an Ocean 11 with women.
you know, instead of men, and it's with the same actress. It's really fun. It's really fun. I really like this one. And you know, I saw the girl version, we can call it, before seeing the man version with, you know, the, I'm talking about Ocean 11. And I understand the concept and I understand the whole story and I laugh all the time. And Ghostbusters here is a little bit the same. So if you just want to spend a nice moment, just go for this one. It's easy to watch, easy to understand, and easy to laugh too. To end this week, I watched a Marvel one. I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp. I have in mind that there was another Ant-Man before, you know, the, I think it was Ant-Man, just the movie about Ant-Man. Yeah, on the 2 weeks ago, I talked about Ant-Man, and same, this one, I really loved it. It was, I don't know, I kind of liked it. So it was also in a more modern time, you know, more recent, and I probably relate more because it's recent. And here's the same, because it's after Ant-Man, so it's basically Ant-Man against the Wasp, and well, like every other Marvel movie, there's a lot of action, a lot of too much action every time for me, but this one is a little bit different because you only have two superheroes and two... Can we say Wasp is a superhero? I'm not sure. But we saw two kind of superheroes against each other and... I'm not gonna tell you what it is about because this movie is not, for me, it was not that boring like all the Marvel's movie, like the Avengers or the Captain America. This one was more like, yeah, I understand most of it, and sometimes I was a little bit lost though with why they were beating each other, you know. But that's always the same with Marvel. But for once, I was kind of, when I saw that it was the next one, I was like, yeah, I love Ant-Man. I want to see him in a movie. And I was glad there was a movie just around him after seeing Ant-Man, you know. It was like a sequel for me. And because most of the time we saw movie around one superhero with his backstory, and then we saw him in a big war with all the Avengers reunited. And here was not the case, so... For me, it was good. It's like, it's a little bit like the Guardian of Galaxy. You have the one, you have the two, and I think the third is out now. So you follow them in a sequel, and then sometimes you saw them in the Avengers big movie when they are reunited to fight against one common target. So what can I say more about this? Just saying that it's almost the end of the Marvel Challenge. For those who are a little bit bored by this, it's almost the end. I think next week we will end this, but we're gonna end this next week. So be patient if you don't like Marvels. And if you like it, I'm saying I don't like Marvel, I'm not into it because I have too much difficulty to get into the world and... Action movie is not really my thing at first, so of course it's difficult. But if you're a fan, I'm not at all close to talk with you, to discuss some of my opinion of the movies. And I'm not saying they are bad movies, I'm just saying that if you need to be into superhero and actions and sometimes supernatural things to love this one, to love those movies. It's a little bit like Harry Potter. You're a fan or you're not, you know? And I'm gonna say there's no middle, but I'm kind of put myself in the middle because, as I said once, I'm not a Potterhead. Like, some people have all the things around Harry Potter go on other place where there other place related to Harry Potter, like the park in Orlando, in in UK or something. I mean, visiting the studio in UK, it's one of my goal one day. Yeah, because for me, it's a go-to, you know, something to do once in your life if you love the movies. And I actually love the movies. I love the books. I read the books at least 2 times. I watch a movie maybe more. So yeah, it's I love the universe. I love the stories. I love the story. Sorry. But I'm not buying all the goodies around Harry Potter. I'm not planning my vacancy or my life around Harry Potter. I just love the atmosphere. I love the mood. I love, yeah, the world. It's actually a nice one. And I love fantasy in general, but not all of the world of fantasy. Like, I love Lord of the Rings and Hobbit, but there's something in the Hobbit worlds or Lord of the Rings that I'm not into, that I don't understand, and I'm not really, you know, that I don't really like. And it's the same in Harry Potter. There's some creature that I'm afraid of that I don't like and something. So I'm seeing myself like a middle fan. Like, I love the story, I love the movie, but that's it. If I have the opportunity to go visit the studio or the park, yes, I would go for it. But it's also, for me, a big money machine. Like, they make, I don't know, they make a PJ with Harry Potter 1 just to sell, you know? They just want to make money on Harry Potter. They use it. So for me, I don't like Harry Potter for that, because they try to make money with everything around Harry Potter. They put the logo everywhere and they expect people to buy it. I'm not that people, you know, I'm not gonna buy it just because there was Harry Potter on it. I prefer read the books, because at first it's all about the books, you know. It's not about goodies and American tales and, yeah, attractions and other things. But as I said, there's no middle in some kind of world, like fantasy, or actions, or supernatural, or superhero, or comics universe. But I think you can, even though, be in the middle, because, like me, in the fantasy world, there's a story that I get into, and there's other that I can't relate, I don't know, it doesn't match me. And the same for comics. I'm not against comics, but I was never into it, and I never read comics, I never watched comics too, and superhero was never my thing when I was a kid, so now it's difficult to get into it too. It's like a little bit like the anime or the manga, how we say that in English, manga world. I'm not into it at all. I try it, but doesn't work. I don't know. I don't like the universe. I don't like the way it's made. I don't like the way the characters looks, and I don't know. I mean, it's okay. You can love something and hate other, and at least there's a lot of different theme everywhere for everyone, and that's cool. So this week it's actually finished now. We closed the 12th one. Almost the end. Absolutely not, but we're going forward. We keep showing up every week. I keep showing up. I don't know if you're still following this podcast. I hope so. But I'm still gonna do it, because consistency is the key, and I kind of love talking. And if you love listening to me, that's cool. You are the perfect place. If you don't like it, then go. It's okay. I don't make this podcast for people who hate me, or hate hearing my voice, or hate movies, or hate talking about cinema and other things. But if you like it, please tell me. Let me a message on Spotify, on Apple, or rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It really helps, you know, when you rate the podcast, if you put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars and say why you love the podcast or why you don't love it. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, yeah, put 5 stars so I can be shown on every platform and be on top on Apple Podcasts. No, if you don't like my podcast, you can see it. So I can get better, you know. And if you want something bothers you in this podcast, tell me, please. Like, I don't know, if the sound is not okay, if the way I talk, if, I don't know, just what I'm talking about. If you think I should talk about something else, if you have suggestion, if you, anything, just tell me. I'm open to everything. But we're gonna stop here, and we're gonna see each other or hear each other. You're gonna hear me, I'm not gonna hear you, but you know what I mean, next week. And till then, be happy and listen to podcasts. My one, if you want, there's 12 other episodes that you can listen. And you can also listen it in French if you want to improve your French. I can teach you if you want to. If you want this podcast to become French lessons, go for it. Tell me. Thank you, guys. See you next week.